We are talking about Tolus HaKaren, which is in the first white line. Tolus HaKaren is new sugya. I didn't do it last night, so you don't have to know last night, so who knows. Tolus HaKaren, the subcategories. Do you have it? Basically, fourth line, the first white line. Tolus HaKaren, I'll look later for a better one. Tolus HaKaren, Negicha, Negifa, the subcategories of Karen of goring are Negicha, which is goring itself, Negifa, pushing, Neshicha, biting, Revitza, crouching, Beita, kicking, Dechia means pushing with the body as opposed to butting with the head. Negifa is butting with the head, Dechia is pushing the body. So it's the subcategories of Karen because it's damaging behavior without any pleasure. In other words, I'm sure the opposite gets the psychological pleasure of venting its frustrations, but doesn't get physical pleasure from having engaged in this activity.
Is it instinctive also?
No, not instinctive. There's the Gemara never mentions the instinct as part of it. At least not this Gemara. It could be learned from the Bible, I don't remember though, but it's certainly not in the Yerushalmi Pagakam I've done so far. It's no Raya. The mother hasn't come up. Rabitza Makshi, Rabitza Gas, a very logical question. Negicha, Negifa, Negifa, Negicha, Ikaren, they're primary. That's the Av. Really, the first two things, Negicha and Negifa, are the Av. Because actually, the Torah itself uses the both languages, Ki'igach and Ki'igof. So those are both the Av, and it's the same Av, right? And the other ones mentioned here are the Tolados. Maslo Bikram Sain Tolados. Tolos Habor, what's Tolos Habor? So this is more fascinating thing. Kopir Gatlasiso, the Tneim Nezikin. The whole third parak we're going to learn in this Masech, so that'll be Tolos Habor. So there'll be time to discuss that. Right? Not right now. Now, the next line.
This
is
the line
we need
in the morning.
So, the. Okay. So the next line. I debated a long time this morning how to learn the next line, whether to learn it here or to cut and paste it later on. I think I would like to cut and paste it later on, as the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael suggests, but I will read it now anyway and then mention again later on. Rebbe Tani. Now, obviously there's a name missing here. It can't just be Rebbe. It's not Rebbe. Rebbe didn't say over Brises. So Rebbe, somebody said over the following Brisa. Teniach Kachas B'Zerabim. If you put a coal in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and somebody else came and stumbled over it. And now this is not a case in the Bible. Don't nod your head. In the Bible,
yes,
No coal. Not a coal.
Yes, the coal is a case in the second
period. I don't think so.
This book would come over there. You can go take a look. But I don't think so.
I think the coal case is not there. But anyway, somebody else came and stumbled over the coal. So chisa biyado, and his bowl is in his hand. Nisvukel, he burnt his clothing. Vinish brachot slochiso, and his bowl broke. Chayva tzochis mishum bor, and the cup or the bowl rather is chay because bor. Now what's bor? There was no pit here, but the fact that he stumbled over something is tantamount to a pit. And on the clothing which burnt, the liability of the person who left the coal there is because of Aish. Okay? Now the question is why exactly this comes here in the middle. It's a good question. That's why the Shari Torah Yisrael is going to cut and paste it later on. Okay, we'll leave it for right now. Tolos HaRegel. What a Tolos HaRegel? What's a subcategory of trampling? Now trampling is Tani, but, well, so trampling, of course, we'll begin with trampling. Be'emashil sa shusa yachid, and which enters another private domain. There's no regal in shusa rabim. There's only regal in private domains, okay, not in a public domain. Be'emashil sa shusa yachid went into somebody's private domain, and while there, Zika was damaged, be'em piyoda, be'em baragla, whether it, with its four legs or its hind legs, right? Yoda is its hands, or Ragla is its feet, but means it's four legs and hind legs. Bein bikrona, or with its horns. Now, the Gilyon HaShatz points out that, of course, horns you would normally say is Karen, right? which is separate, but it's talking about not where it gored, but rather while it was walking, it hit something with its horns, right? So it's the same thing like trampling. It's not that it went and gored something, but rather while it was walking, it was damaged. Now, this is not like the Pnei Moshe. That's clearly Nashas is not like the Pnei Moshe. I think the Nashas is correct. The Pnei Moshe wants to say that this Bryce is going like Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that in Kirishus HaNizak, Karen is Mishal and Nezek Sholim. So really, this is Karen. But since it was in Rishus HaNizak, it was in the Rishus HaYochid of the damaged body, so therefore you pay Nezek Sholim, that's why it's enumerated here. But the Pashup Shad is that here it's not Karen in and of itself, but rather Karen as the Talot of Regal, and it damaged as it was walking by. Okay, the corn struck up, the struck on something, whatever. So, Bein Ba'ol Sholeh, and it continues on in that vein, whether it was Mazik with an Ol Sholeh, with a yoke which is upon it, Bein Mishliv Sheyesh Bo, or cargo, which is inside its pack, Bein Ba'gol Shemosheches, or with a wagon it was pulling, all of these Mishlai Nezek Sholeh. All these are Nezek Sholeh, because obviously all of them are in the category of regal. Again, not like a Pnei Moshe. V'amazik b'karmelitz. It's interesting. This is something which is not actually discussed in the Bavli. What if the nezik takes place in the Karmelis? Right, Karmelis, you know, neither shusrabi nor shusriyachin. So mishal nezik shon. Says you shami nezik shon. You pay full nezik. Says more further, Talodas Hashem, the subcategory of eating, have a point of memory wanted to say like this, that it means the following, that a cow which eats barley, normally cows don't eat barley, normally they eat wheat or actually hay. Wild grass, right? The chamor shachal karshinim, a donkey which ate the cress, type of vegetable. Normally, donkeys eat barley. The klev shalik lekes hashemen, a dog which licked oil, which is also not its derech. The chadish shach lebasar and a pig which eat meat. We want to say kula todos hasher sheinin. They're all toledos of shein, because we want to say that shein is what it normally eats, and toledos of shein are so which it doesn't normally eat. Okay, mother doesn't like that. It says, even though it doesn't normally eat it, the fact that it ate it now, that's sufficient to make it a shame. So what are Tolos Hashem? Well, Tani Tolos Hashem, we learned Tolos Hashem, what are they? Fascinating case. I don't think this is in the Bible, although there's a similar case in the Bible. It stepped on a container full of oil, uvesicha gufa nene, and it derived pleasure from anointing itself with the oil in the container. Okay, so it seems like the ox actually knew there was oil in the container, and it enjoyed having the oil spread on its body, and that's why it did it. Okay, so what's the sin qua non of shein? Kamada tamar tamon hashein ochelos v'guf nene. Just so we know, we say over there, by the shein proper, it eats and the body derives pleasure of hachanana guf, here to its hanasa guf, which is the quality which defines shein and the lotus of shein. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, Haysam alechus boletus asavim mau. What if it was going and it was spitting out? It was like lahavdil. Well, I don't know so much lahavdil. Like baseball players chew tobacco and they spit it out. So mistama, they enjoy spitting it out, right? So that's for pleasure. So that's the shot. But it's not going in. It's not intake. It's right. What's the out? Whatever you want to call it.
It's still destroying whether it gets pleasure or not.
No, but the question was the Tolada. Tolada of Shein and Tolada of Karen. If it's pure destructive behavior, there would be a Tolada of Karen. If it's the pleasure of regurgitating, so then it would be Tolada of Shein. Okay? So that's a Gemara. It's a Malach's Bolet. It's a Sabi Mau. And the Gemara doesn't answer. Now, I see the Gemara doesn't answer. Again, I had a grave difficulty this morning trying to figure out how to go from Amnav to Amnav Beis here, because everybody has difficulty. Nobody knows exactly what to do. But two Mepharshim, the Shaita Eretz Yisrael, and a new one, Perush on Ezekiel, called Nesivas Yerushalayim, written by the chief rabbi of Leeds, England, around the turn of the century, Rabbi Dichus was his name. This is Lutzbach, who moved to England. So he writes, they both write that here we should have the words, Ve'ezah Toladas Ha'esh. What are Toladas Ha'esh? And here the Shaar HaTorah plugs in the brisa for which we had Rebbe Tani over on Amrav. And makes sense, because if you say Ezah Toladas Ha'esh, so then where the guy fell over a coal and his clothing got burnt, we're saying that's Toladas Ha'esh. Okay, so he cuts it out from over there and plugs it in over here, which is in line with adding the words Ezah Toladas Ha'esh. And then Rav Yossi says, no. He says, that's not a Tolada of Eish. That's Eish itself. My Ramnia Kechel Shus Arabim, if somebody puts a Kol Shus Arabim, Amokum Shi Mitzalechus Ni Mazekes. Wherever the coal goes and is Mazik, that's part of Eish. We know fire spreads, right? So therefore, if you trip over a coal and the coal happens to hit your clothes and ignites your clothes, that's not a tolada of Eish. That's Eish proper. So he says that can't be tolada. So my kedun, what is a tolada of Eish? What is a tolada of Eish? Rabbi Yosef Rebun said, Tipater, I'll give you a case like this. Meniach sakit smucho Rishus HaRabin. You put a knife next to Rishus HaRabin. Now it's actually very fascinating. In the Bavli, the tolada of Eish is you put a Avno Sakino Maso, very famous Gemara. You put a stone, a knife, or a load on top of the roof, and it falls from the roof. And the Yushar, the Bavli says that what that's the Tolod of Eish, because just like Eish, you have to watch this thing. If we quote the quote exact word is Koch Achem Ura Bo. There's another power involved in it, just like fire that spreads through the wind, not through your activities. And so to hear this thing is falling off the roof with another power involved in it, which is the gravity or whatever it is, the wind, but it's yours. You said it, you put it there in place, right? And you were supposed to watch it, and you did it. That's the Bavli's, the common denominator between the of Eish and the Tolada, a knife. But here in the Yerushalmi, the knife is not on a roof and falling, but rather it's on ground level. And it juts out into Rishus HaRabin from Rishus HaYachin. Okay? That's important. The reason why it's jutting from Rishus HaYachin to Rishus HaRabin is because if it was in Rishus HaRabin proper, it would be a bore. Right? It would just be a bore. We need, and there's no bore in Rishus HaYachin, right? But if you set a fire in your Rishus HaYachin and goes out to your Rishus HaRabin, that is a liability, right? So if you have a knife sticking out from Rishus HaYachin to Rishus HaRabin, says Yerushalmi, that's a Tolad of Eish. And why? What's the sine qua non of Eish? Not like the Bavli. Kamada Temer Tamon or Eish no Gem Mitzarechot. Fire touches something on one side, Yisrael Kulo, then it can spread throughout the entire thing, right? If you light a table, right, the whole table will burn, right? So too of Hacha, so to Adam Nogea Mitzarecha, person with his knife, the person here, it says Adam, but it really means the knife which a person left there, Nogea Mitzarecha touches on one side, right? Then Yitzchak HaKulo pierces and runs the person through. Yeah. So Beer Seach, so the knife is the same thing. Which again is not at all like the Bavli. It means spread. It's good. The large comes from Gil Sester, but it's Chalchal Hamakom Ma'od.
It says that she was pierced on Nida. That's what Chazal say. But it literally has to do with hole.
on Lashon Chalulim, right? So there's, so it makes something full of holes or burn something through, it's the same idea.
Okay? Now, Rabbi Yosef Abum comes up with a fascinating case. Now, I looked around here also until I found somebody. I just want to tell you, first impressions are very, very important. On Baba Kam, for some reason, there's a bunch of Perushim about Achroinim. So I looked in two Perushim today. One of them, the first thing I saw I didn't like, so I immediately dismissed it. And the Sivus Rishlaim, the first thing I saw I liked, so therefore I like it. Why did I like it? Because he agrees with me in how to interpret the next thing. Which the more some of the Farshim say, like particularly the Ritbaz here says that Rabbi Yossi Rabun argues Rabbi Yossi. But to me it's Pashut. And that Rabbi Yossi Rabun, this Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Shem Rabbi Levi, argues the previous Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Rabun by himself without any where he said in Maimer in his own name without attributing to anybody else. But to me it's Pashut that there's a continuation. And I saw in Sivas Yerushalayim says this. Said, and this is also Talod Aveshin. This is a fascinating one. Bor Mole Maim. You have a pit full of water. The Novel Shoma Kadik Khatan. And a small sheep falls in. Now, a small one says in the Sivu Shalim is because if he's an adult, then the sheep is supposed to have enough seichel not to walk into water. Okay? It's interesting. Not, they're supposed to know to avoid it. Okay? But the Kadik Khatan is not supposed to know to avoid it. So it fell into the well or into the bar. And water goes in through its ear. Now I don't know why through the ear, not through the mouth, but through the ear. And it gets suffused with water. That's a tolada of H. That water, because it spreads, because that's Yushalmi's definition of H. Okay? So the kod is chalchel kulo, just like here by fire, it spreads. So to anything which spreads is considered to be a toloda nation. So even water can be a toloda of fire. It's an amazing genre.
Doesn't the Bible talk about
the
concept of
Bor Mitzgalgel? Yes, Bor Mitzgalgel talks about it. Yes, Bor Mitzgalgel, but Bor Mitzgalgel is not the same thing as spreading. Bor Mitzgalgel means the boar moves from place to place. But not that it spreads. Okay? That's a very basic difference. Spreading is not the same thing as moving.
What I have difficulty with this concept is that it was the fault of the goat, sheep, whatever.
Yeah.
The animal, just like it's the fault of the person that stumbled on the hot coal in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
If the fire was the prime source of the message, I can understand that's an H because it spread to you, but here you came to it, you stumbled on the coal, and because of that your clothes got burned.
Right.
The goat stumbled into the water.
Well, that's why Norman Alfred said it depends. That's why Norman Alfred said there are elements of boar and of H in that case, and here too there would be an element of boar and of H here. We look at why it died. Or it's because it died because of the water that, I mean, it doesn't say it even died here, right? But it got damaged, whatever, water damage. So it got water on the brain. So because it got water damage, so that is H. So yes, you can have two elements involved. The question is what ultimately is what killed it, okay? What did the damage? Rabbi Yirmi Aboy, Rabbi Yirmi asked, if an animal was walking and it was uprooting grasses with its body and with its horns, mao shinuyu, is that mishuna? In which case, if it's mishuna, if it's a weird thing, it's keren, right? Or is it tarka lachen? Or is that normal? Right, that's his question. It's not so simple, right? Is that the way it works or not? It doesn't. There's no explanation. And it's also not that the Maraponim brings it on the bottom here. Says the Bavli never discusses this.
Doesn't the Bavli have where the animal brushes up against the fence?
That's chain. That chain, because it does it to scratch its back. So that's Hanoah.
Oh, okay. What about, isn't there a, like a narrow rally and you can't squeeze
it? Only where it's rubbing its, where it's rubbing
its...
It's
not just terrible
walking in and out. No, but that's not this case anyway. This case where it was like intentionally doing it with its body or with its horns. So the question is whether that's the derech or not derech. Who doesn't answer it? Okay, new issue. Now, the Mishnah said, the first Mishnah said, take a look back at the first Mishnah. It said, the Mishnah goes through, starting in the second line, La Rea Shor Karea, Mabe, oxen are not like Mabe, which according to the Bab Yushabi means Karen, it's not like Shem Rego, La Mabe Karea Shor, nor Shem Rego like an ox, etc., etc. And the Yushabi now is bothered, they're obviously not the same. There's totally difference. It's Pashim. What are you telling me? What, am I a moron? Do I not know that these are dissimilar things? Okay? That's just bothering the Rishonim. This is not a question which I would lose any sleep over, but Rebun Barachiyah did. Rebun Barachiyah, B'Shem Rebbe Shmuel, Sabar Yitzchak said, Im lo ne'emar shor, ha'isi lo med shor min arbor. If it does, it sounds like if I wouldn't have said shor, I would have learned short from Bor, because it says, it seems like the Mishnah is setting something like that up. Now I have to tell you that Shor is separate from Bor, and Bor is separate than Shor, and Mav is separate from this, all these things are separate. Why is that? It sounds like my Bor Shay Darkulei Ochlazik Chayab L'Shalom. I would have, it sounds like I could have said a Kavu Chomer. If a Bor which doesn't move, yet, and damages in place, Chayav L'Shalom, you have to pay. Shor is worse. Shadak L'Ech La'azik, it goes around in his mazik. You certainly should have saved Kari L'Koshkin, Kavachomer, you have to pay, right? So, that's really, it's a little bit choppy. The Shartar so changes the gear, so I'm not going to bother. Says Mara, no, can't be. Oh, my boy, obviously they're not saying. They wouldn't have been able to learn out from one to the other. Because oh, my boy, because if that was the case, then that shore from boar, you would say, my boar, Mishalim, Nezik Sholem. Boar, you always pay full damages. I'm sure Mishalim, Nezik Sholem, right? So then you would have to say, an ox also pays Nezik Sholem. And we know that that's not true, because how much does an ox pay the first three times? Chatzi nezek, omar shor mishayin chatzi nezek, and vice versa. I couldn't learn out shor bor from shor, because if I would say if shor pays have chatzi nezek, I bor mishayin the nezek and the chatzi nezek. Of course not, right? I mean, of course that's why I have to say bor. Yeah, there are many other differences. That's true. We're just picking these out of a hat. So therefore, the bottom line is ilona mar shor is ilomet shor mina bor. Or Ilona Mar Bor Yisi Lomet Bor Min Hashor. In other words, what's the Mishnah saying? Lo Areza, Lo Reza, Lo Reza, Ka Reza. Of course, they're totally dissimilar. I can't learn anything from anything else. They're all different parameters. That's Yerushalmi. Kabak Gimelah, Lomet Nisa Hacha. So why does it say Take Lo Areza, Ka Reza? You know, you have to be a moron to assume that they're similar. In other words, Islay Milen Sagin Kane. We have many places like this. That's literal meaning. But the way the Pemoshim most Achrayim interpret it means that Yagdu Terbi Adra. We want to say words of Torah. We want to mention other differences, right? It's not that it's the only difference. It's not that only because the Chveis sure has Ruach Chaim as opposed to Bor, which is inanimate. That's why the dialogue is not to be mentioned separately. There are many reasons. Let's give some other reasons, right? Even besides the obvious ones, we'll give some arbitrary other ones as well. And the Ushabi goes on to tell us other places where the same thing occurs. For example, two brises in Torah's Kohanim. One is Lo Arei Moshav Karei Mishka, but it says in a certain brisa in Torah's Kohanim somewhere, it says, I think it's Torah's Kohanim, one of the Midrashim on Torah. Lo'are Moshe Kari Mishkov, something a tummy person sits on is not like something a tummy person lies on. Lo'are Moshe Mishkov Kari Mishkov, nor is something tummy person lies on like something which a person sits on. Says Mara, Nichol Lari Moshev Kare Mishkov. It's obvious that Mishkov is not like Moshev. What do you have to tell me that they're not the same? They're totally different. In Moshev B'tefach Yitma, if Moshev is the Moshev, the minimum share of a seat is a tefach. As long as you have something which is a tefach, a chair which is a tefach, it becomes tzaddik as a moshav. Yidma mishkav, b'dal tefachim. But how does something to mishkav? Mishkav, the minimum share of something to lion, I don't know how, I guess for a midget, but the minimum share of something to lion is dal tefachim. So, I guess it counts as a pillow if it's four tefachim wide, I don't know. But anyway, the bottom line is they're not comparable at all. Why have to tell me Lare Moshev Kare Mishkov? It's obviously not comparable, right? Neshe Tami Mishkov, I advise the person, Neshe Tami Mishkov, Baruch Hu Yidma Moshev Tefach, Vilu Lo Nemar Mishkov, were not to have said Mishkov, I see Lame Mid Mishkov Mina Moshev, were not to have said Mishkov, we learn Mishkov from Moshev, Ilo Nemar Moshev, were not to have said Moshev, I see Lame Moshev Mina Mishkov, we couldn't learn one from the other. They're totally different parameters. So why does that brisa there say Lo Arei Mishkov Moshev Kare Moshev, and it doesn't bring down here what the brisa says besides that? Obviously the brisa gives something which is not brought down here. Why Mishkov and Moshev are not similar? What the difference between the two is? And the Gemara is saying it's obvious difference. Two totally different cheaper. What do you mean? So V'lam Nisa Hacha. So therefore, why does it say nevertheless, Lo Arei Moshev Kare Mishkov, and gives some sort of other difference there? The East Lutunia Sagin Milin, Yadu Turvi Yadir, nor tells another difference. Avada, there are differences. We'll learn more differences, the more the merrier. Says Amore Kain, so too similarly. Lo Parshas Neilis Kare Parshas Shuach Tmeim. So, it's amazing, Brisa. The Brisa says, the Parsha of Neiros, where it says you're supposed to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, is not like the parasha of sending the tmeim out of the machaneh. Right? Now, of course, they're not similar at all. Right? What kind of moron am I, again, you shall be saying, right? Lo parasha's name is Karei Parasha Shlech Tmeim, and Lo Parasha Shlech Tmeim, Karei Parasha Shlech Tmeim. And not the parasha of sending the tmeim out of the machaneh is like the parasha of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Mark, what are we talking about? You learn him our parsha shluch tmeim. I see learn him parsha shluch tmeim. We parsha steros. But if it not had said, come on, it's like a joke, right? If it not had said parsha shluch tmeim, wouldn't learn parsha shluch tmeim from parsha steros. One thing is linked to the other. This is a great place to darshan. You know what the nearest of the base of mikdash have to do with to saying the tmeim out of the machna. I don't know. I didn't think of it. But name it. Now, oh, that must be the peril. So, v'lam nisahacha. So, why taka does it say that they're not similar? It's poshut they're not similar. So, the tsnuye milan sagim came. In order again, yadu tarv yadu. In order to make the following point, right? Hatzad shavish boyem, because there is a commonality between the two of them. The commonality between the two of them is, and that's why it says they're not similar, but there is a commonality. We want to get to that point of expressing the commonality. What's the tzad of shaveh? The lom nisahach, the yisrael nuye milin, susagin milin, minakein, a tzad of shaveh shebohen, the common denominator to them, shem betzav, Hashem commanded them, it says tzav by both of them. The word tzav appears in the Torah by both of these. And miyad, it was to be fulfilled immediately, Ula Daigos and four generations. And from that we derive, of course, since these two totally dissimilar things are mitzvahs which are given immediately for all generations, of course, so to the entire Torah, Shubitzav is commanded miyad for immediately and Ludoros and four generations as well. Okay? So that's why parallel is made, not because that's why the distinction is made in order to get to the parallel, right? Even though the distinction is obvious.
Did you just say that?
No, I think the stress is on the miyad. It's immediately. It's not. Doesn't wait till the entire Yisrael. That's I think the stress is on the miyad. Either the, I'm not sure about that, but I think that that's the stress. So, in any event, says the Gemara, but maybe you're right, maybe the stress is that the top Miyadoros is on all generations, and you know, like, that even when they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, I mean, it couldn't have to be that for Eretz Yisrael. I assume the stress is on immediately. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Law, my bold buddy Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law says, Rabbi Law says, of course, each of the Nizakin has to be mentioned independently. Now, this is not a continuation previous, so it's kind of like a new thing. He says each one has its own inequalities. First of all, Hashor Melamed Shabbalim Metalpin in the Vela. The ox, the case of ox, is its own inequality. Teacher said Bali Metalpin in the Vela. The owner has to deal with the carcass. This is one of the halachas in Bava Kamma, which I've always found unfair. But it's not up to me to make the halachas, particularly since the Torah itself makes this halacha. But if my ox gores your ox to death, then you, part of my payment is the carcass. So I only pay you what the carcass, what the difference between the live animal and the value of the carcass. The carcass is your business, your affair to take care of. So you have to schlep it with you, you know, to get disposed of it. It's not my achrayus to get rid of the carcass. Okay? So as I've told you so in the past, there's also a basis of Allah, you know, if I shear the mirror off your car, right? Remember, we've talked about this several times. So I don't pay you for a mirror. I pay you the difference between the value of your car with a mirror and the value of a car without a mirror, right? Because I may see, although you still have the car, right? I'm paying for the damage which I caused, the value of the car. That's the same idea. Okay? So, amen. Even now we know this is true. Because it says, by mace, yellow, says the mace is his. Whose? The nizaks, the damages. Uksib, bor, it says also by bor, by mace, yellow. By bor also tells us, by mace, yellow, the damage belongs to the damaging. Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, yotsu karkos, shena metafli. Since it says by bor, by mace, yellow, it excludes karkos, which are not metafli. Why? Because it means, sounds like you'll be able to cart it away. You know, supposed to cart, you can't cart away. So all the portion will go crazy. Actually, it's a Rosh where it goes crazy. Well, what? Where is there such a concept of, as karka being damaged in a boar? You can't damage karka in a boar, right? You can't say, I went and dug in your backyard a boar, because boar, by definition, is a damage in Rishus HaRabim. Right? There's no boar in Rosh Hashanah.
If you put the boar, some chemicals in the boar that seeps out of the boar into the karka, you damage the karka.
That's not a bad shot. Nobody thought of that one until you came along, at least. But, I don't think they had that concept.
West Farmers Park,
they didn't have that concept back then. It's a good shot. I like it. The Mepemosh comes up with a different shot. It's really based on what?
Reflection.
Yes, based on a Rashba, which is that you dug a bore in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin in order to you dug a bore next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbin in order to make a foundation for your own house. And through that, the karka of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin fell in. So, what?
Undermined.
So in that case, according to the way the Kemosh explains it, again, the name of the Rashba. So in that case, you don't say, I'm Macy Elo. But you don't say, well, here is your broken land, take this back, and I'm just going to pay on top of this. Rather, you have to fix everything back the way it was. It's still a difficult pshat. So I saw that the Mashbiach says a nice, much, much glatter pshat. He's saying this is going back on shore. If a shore rubbed against a wall and broke down the wall, So we don't say a Maseya lo that it's going that you say to the owner of the house, well, here are your stones, I'll pay whatever is on top of the stones. No, in that case you have to pay him for the complete wall. Okay? So that's how he wants to know. Yeah, we don't say a Maseya lo in that case. In the case of a shor which knocks a wall down. Okay? Also, Yotza Adam, Shein Lo Hanoya Bemoso, that also precludes a person. In other words, if a person falls into a bar then and is damaged, you don't say I may see a low. Why? Because you can't derive any Hanoah from a mace. Okay? Now, this is a larger pshat. The larger pshat is that it means that there's no nizke adam by bor. If your person falls into a bor, you don't pay for that because you can't save on macielo. And if a kage gets damaged by a bor, you don't save on macielo. And therefore, if a shor rubs against the wall and it's not shame, you wouldn't say, but rather karen, you wouldn't be chayav to pay. Because you won't say a Maseyelo. Because the only way you could say by Maseyelo that the dead body goes to the owner, so then do I say that there's the chiv to pay. So the Bavli learns that there's no nizkei odom by bor, because it says adafnu gimel babakama, because it says there. Shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim. Says in the Torah, it says a shor a chamor falls into a bor. So for that we learn shor v'lo adam, not a person, chamor, not kelim, right? But the Baal Yerushalmi has a different shot here. The Yerushalmi says, how we know that there's no nizke adam by bor? Because you can't say by meisielo, because you can only say meisielo if the obviously you can give the carcass, let's say, of an eved. To the owner to derive anoa from, but you can't do that because it's also derived anoa from a mace. So Maraponim is here, it's very long, talks about, well, by Nakum there you are allowed to derive anoa from a mace. We're not going to get into that now, anyway. Pashas and talk about that. For Aish, and what does Aish teach us? Mamedes al Kulam, it teaches us on all of them. Shuchayev our own seem that even if it was an onus, because fire you can't control it once it started, you're an onus, but nevertheless you're chayev. So to any of these, shor, bor, you're chayev even if it was an onus, even if you was beyond your control, what your ox went out and did. So the Maisa, what he's really doing is going back to the question which Yerushalmi asked last night, Rabbi Law. So in that question that Yerushalmi asked last night, why do we have these four categories in that mission? They're arbitrary. Right, it could have had five, could have had three. Could have included all of the nizakin of oxen in one shor, and left out mave, and the shor would include then karen, shein, and regal, in which case it would be three. Or you could have had the vice versa, you could have had five, you could have said shor, karen, shein, regal, aish, and bor. So what he's saying is that we need to have shor and bor, and they separate, because in each one of them we have to learn about separate things, right? I may see a lo, and about onsim. And obviously once we unpack those, so then we leave Shane and Regal are left in their own category, because there's no concept of I may see a lo, right? So that's why our Mishnah is Arba Ovis Nizikin. Okay? Pisco. Kshihizik Chava Mazik. When damage has occurred, the Mazik must pay. Rabbi Yosef said, Adam Ras teaches us. Now, this is going on a Gemara later on. The Tinu Shalim brings it down, the bottom, the Gilead of Ephraim in the back brings us down. Later on, the Imperial Gim Halacha Tes, and Daf Tezayin Rav, there's interesting Halacha. It says that if you have two oxen who are Tumim, who damage each other, actually, let's talk about two oxen which are Muad. You don't have to look if you want, but Daf Tezayin Rav, the bottom Mishnah. It says you have two oxen who are Muadim, and they butted heads with each other. They damaged each other. So then, whoever's more damaged receives payment above whatever cancels each other out. In other words, let's say one caused damage of $400, another caused damage of $500. So So the 400, 400 cancel out, and the extra 100 is paid by the one side. Now, this is only true if this happens simultaneously. What if I come and I hit you, and you hit me back? So in that case, do you have to pay me? Above, let's say I hit you and I cause you $50 of damage, you personally. And you hit me back and cause me $60 worth of damage. So the law is, according to most of Rishonim, you're potter. Why? Because you're responding to being hit first. So you're potter on that. Now, I'm not so sure why you're potter, but you are. It's going to be like self-defense, and that's okay. All right? So so in order for both sides, but if I hit you and you hit me simultaneously, right, then it's the same halacha like the oxen. In other words, whoever's more damaged gets more payment above whatever cancels each other out. Okay? So that's what he says here. It's like the oxen. He says, Hodamra, that Mishnah in the third parak is teaching us, Adam Shechavo Chaver Tchila, a person who beat up his friend first. Avo Pisha Chazar Venasa Nezek, even though afterwards, he got more damage. So if I hit you and I cause you $50 of damage, and you hit me back and cause me $60 worth of damage, I pay you the 50, your putter on the 60. Okay? It's an amazing concept. Okay? That's what it says here. Deceive, how do we know this is true? It says, Makabema Shamana, and more importantly, it says the end of the puzzle, Umaka Adam Yumas. There's a linkage drum between Maka Adam and Makabema. There's a parallel drum between the two of them. Parallel drum between the two of them is to teach us the same thing like by animals, I say by human beings. And by animals, if it's simultaneous to cancel each other out and you pay the difference, by human beings also it's simultaneous to cancel each other out and you pay the difference. But if they're consecutive, one hit and then the other hit, then only the first one hits, not the second one, of hidden retaliation. Okay? Good, nice, Kiddush. And so I don't make call this from the Bible at all. Arachina said, Makabema Yushalmena. Now, getting back to the concept of Maseya Lo. Makabem Yishalmena, Yishalim Pachsa. Now, this story about where I hit an animal. An ox, you know, I see somebody else's ox, and I hit it, right? So, Makabem Yishalmena, Yishalim Pachsa. Let's say I cost it $50, it would be worth $50 less. So, why pay you $50, okay? Again, I don't give you another ox. I pay you the difference between what it was worth before and what it's worth now, right? Bar Pedoy Omer, now this is very, very strange what Bar Pedoy says. I really don't fully understand the way he does it in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, and it's a cryptic Pasuk to begin with, the typical Pasuk says, Yitaref, Yitaref, Yivyeo, Eid, Hatshrifo, Lo Yisholem. It says, if the animal is slayed out by Shoymin, if the animal was ripped up, you bring the animal to court to show that it was ripped up, you know, by some act of some wild animal, there's nothing you can do about it, and you don't have to pay the treifa. You, the shomer, don't have to pay the treifa. Even the shomer zacher doesn't have to pay for treifa. I only show last pay for treifa. Mekom ha-treifa lo yishalim. Instead of eight, if it gets ripped up, you bring it up to what it was before. But the place where it became trefa that you don't pay. Meaning, if it was worth now as a trefa $50, it used to be worth $75, you pay up to the $75. You add on the $25. But that which is worth as a trefa, that you don't pay. Only what's above and beyond what it's worth is trefa. Amrei Nasser, Nasser said, I need both that which Rabbi Chinah said and that which Bar Pedoya said. Right? Bar Pedoya is talking about how so. Ilu samus Rabbi Chinah, where it's usually said Rabbi Chinah, but loy samus Bar Pedoya, not have mentioned Bar Pedoya. So I would have said, you see, Amir, lehechshin is okay. Now, besides that, it's interesting how we're darshin is positive as well. So once we add in the word mako, we darshin, the word we added in. And we say that Bar Pedoya is not talking about a case where I beat the animal up. But I'll tell you a place where I put the animal, with a sherman, I left the animal in a precarious position. and it got hurt as a result. Now, same halacha applies, that I have to pay for the difference between its current value and its previous value. But it's a different circumstance. Which should be more onerous? But pashas, more onerous should be the case where I went to punch the animal as opposed to leaving the animal in an exposed location. Okay? But nevertheless, it says here it's the same. And that's what Rabbi Nasa is coming to stress. Ilu, again, third line down. Ilu samas Rabbi Chanina, where it's just a little Rabbi Chanina's statement about punching the animal. Ilu samas barpatay, not barpatay, statement where I left the animal in a dangerous location. Later, I would have said, lehechshon is okay, lo yishalim klum. That for causing damage, you don't pay anything. Only in this kegufa, and only if you damage the yourself, right, by hitting its body, shatzeh will change the least kegufa. But you get the idea. Then you shine pachsa, then you pay the difference. Having tzorach u'shiyomer the barpatayit, and the barpatayit to tell us that you still Barpatoya, the second one, to tell you that you pay even if it's a location issue, not your own personal damage. And by, even though it's like a grama, right? Because it's not really a grama because you're poshe and you're shmira.
It's like a secretion also.
Yeah.
You do something, you know that you.
But here you're chay because you didn't keep your shmira. You were supposed to be shmira, you didn't show the shmira. And Oili Samus Barpatoy, where to mention just Barpatoy's case, where he left it in a precarious position. Well, Samus Lachin and Rabbi Chanina's case is not mentioned, the case where you actually personally punched out the animal. I used to say, the action is okay, that I would have said, that where you prepare the way for its nezek, you shine pach, so you pay the difference. You lenizke kufa, but where you punch it out, you shine masako. I might say you pay the whole value. Not just the difference. Rabbi Tzarek Shiyomar Rabbi Chanina, so I have to say, according to Rabbi Chanina's statement over, the Tzarek Shiyomar the Barpatoy and say Barpatoy's statement over as well, to say that whether it's direct or indirect, only pay half, not whole. Okay? Says the more Rabbi Yudah B'Shem, Rabbi B'Shem Shmuel said, Ain Shem in Lo Lagana V'Lo Lagaza. When one reckons, now reckoning here means to deduct, pay only above and beyond the value of the nevela. Right? Shami means to reckon the nevela, to reckon its value as part of the package. Right? So we do that by nizaki, but ain shami, we don't do lola ganav. If I steal a goat and then the goat dies, so I have to give you a brand new fresh life goat, I can't say, well, your dead goat is worth something, I'll add on to the value of the dead goat. Even though by the zonkin you can't do it. Lo gaza, not to a burglar, nor a thief, a robber, lo shol, nor to a borrower, elin nizokin, only for nizokin you do this, because it says, I may see a lot, especially there's a cause of by nizokin, right? Vanioi mer, the Shmuel says, the Rabbi Yehuda name is Shmuel, af l'shoel shomi, even a shoel. You'll do the same thing. In other words, if somebody borrows and the animal dies, so he returns the dead animal plus. But he doesn't give the live animal instead. The Bavli asks us a question, do I say the shoal cane or not? But comes the same conclusion though. That yes, by shoal also shaman. You also reckon. I don't know if it's based on Pascha. I wasn't sure, couldn't quite figure out why by shoal shaman, not by other shaman. But that's what it says. By shoal you do reckon the value of the carcass and you deduct it from whatever you have to pay. So it says Gemara, Avaba Maidali. It says Gemara, Abba concedes to me the point that also for Shoel you're Shom. Umanu Abba, who is Abba who Rabbi Yehuda's referring to, or Rabbi Yehuda's name Shmuel is referring to? The Pashas is who's that Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. So Manu Abba, Rav, it's either Rav whose actual name was Abba.
What was his actual name?
Right. So, or it's Abba Bar, should be Abba Bar Abba. Let's hear Yerushalayim. changes. Or it's Abba Bar Abba, and Abba Bar Abba was Shmuel's father, Abu the Shmuel. So both names have the names Abba, so it could have been either one of them who said this. Amrei Chizkia said, Nasi Ikar Tfeila. Rabbi Chizkia said that, which Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that the great ones, you know, either Rav or Abu the Shmuel agreed with him, he made those who are Ikar, meaning Rav and Shmuel Tfeila, secondary to him. In other words, he's saying, I'm right. They, those big guys, they agree with me. It's like famous time Rabbi Chaim Zimmerman came into say Shear in Baltimore, and he asked the Rosh Hashim, it's obviously a powerful story, I wasn't there, but he asked the Rosh Hashim afterwards, did you like the Shear? So yeah, it's not good. It was a good shear. So he said, that's good that you liked it, because Shkop, Trop, and Wasserman all liked it too. So this is a similar idea, right? He's saying, those Gedolim, they concede to me. Okay? So amen. Asavir of Shem Shvuah, Rabbi Yitzhak said, Name Shvuah, Ein Shamid Lulaganab Lulagazim, Lulashoah. He also says, not a Shoah. They can't do, don't do Shamid, Elan is Zakim. Only for damages. Only for damages. So says Mara, Vashoyimim, Kin Zakim, no. He says the exact opposite of the previous corner. He says, all other Sharmim, other than a Shalom, you are Shalom. Before we said, a Shalom, you're Sharmim, no, not anybody else, right? You're saying the exact opposite. We're Sharmim for everybody except the Shalom. The Shalom, since he's the most lowly Shomer, so he has to make full payments, right? You were saying the exact opposite before. So before we said, a Shoel, you are Shom, and not anybody else. And obviously, the I guess, you know, now looking back at it based on this this Gemara, so I would say like this, that the previous Gemara held that a Shoel, since he has so much liability, so we give him a break, and we say, oh, but he pays the Neveva and tax on top of that, right? Since he has so much liability, so we don't give him even more liability. He would say the exact opposite. But Shola has so much liability, so we tackle throw the book in him. And he has to, he can't even be, give back the mail, he has to give back full live animals, right? Whereas other showmen, since they have limited liability, they also have limited liability that they give back the carcass plus something else on top of that. Okay? Rabbi Yudah Shola, Rabbi Lazar. Send the message to Rabbi Lezer, Anas Vaganav Vagazlan. Anas means like a bandit, a ganav is a burglar, Vagazlan and a thief. Mal Lashon, do we take the Nevelim into account in their cases? Rabbi Lezer said, no, ain't Shomil Lola Ganav Lola Gazlan. So we don't do Shor Shuma. The counting is a part of the deductible, not by a ganav nor by a Gazlan. Says, my nine chain Shomil Lahem. How do we know that by Ganav Gazlan we don't deduct from them the value of whatever, what? The carcass, right? Amar Bar Memo, Rabbi Memo said, because Chaim Shnayim Yishan, it says that when a Ganav pays, he pays live double. Chaim Vlo Mason, he's got to pay the live animal. And if the animal's dead, got to give a different live animal. So the Torah threw the book at Ganavim Gazlan. And even though other places we say that the carcass gets kept by the person who was damaged, but here we say we throw the book at him because of special gifts, because of what I said, what was? Chaim Shnayim Rishalim. Chaim Lo Mason. Akdum Gneva, that says by burglary. Because I mean, I don't know that by plain robbery that's the case. I mean, I said, Shiva Sageg Zela, it says he should give back the stolen object. So he says, Vidashna Kasher Gozal. He gives it back as it was at the time it was stolen. Right? So that's why he has to give back the live animal, not the carcass, and back on its top of that. Okay, halacha base. Anytime I'm liable to watch something, Nishati's nisko, if I don't, I prepared the damage. And even if Nishati mixes this go, even if I'm partially liable, and not in safeguard properly, Chati b'tashlumi nisko, I have to pay for the entire damage, kashya kol nisko, as if I prepared the entire damage. Yeah, it's the second. This is a funny Mishnah, the Bava Kamma Mishnah, right? But it's done in order to be remembered easily. The Chaz V'Shem B'Mami Ilo also has to be property which, in order to be a Chayek, because Mizokin can't be hektish. There has to be property which there is no Mi'ilo. The Chaz V'Shem B'Nei Bris also only Jewish property, not non-Jewish property. The Chaz V'Mi'ilchadim also has to be owned by a specific person. And they also says that this comes to include a reshus, which is designated both for the mazik, or reshus hanizik v'amazik. That case there's no payment. Reshus hanizik v'amazik b'tashlum. If it belongs to both, they have partnership, then there is payment. Okay. So it depends on ownership of the property. Tyre B'chirchi said, Ze Ashor V'abor. It says anything which I'm liable to watch, that's talking about shore and bor. Because I'm liable to watch them, right? If I don't watch them, Mechayim. V'eish lo tano. But fire is not included in that. Why is fire not included in that? Rabbi Meir, Eish lehechsher nizokov. Because the fire I think it means that you set somehow becomes yours. Like the Pnei Moshe says, you know, we say Isha Mishum Chitzov. A fire is like your arrow, so it's much more direct. It's not that somebody your shore went, which is not your arrow, or somebody fell into your board, it's not your arrow. Fire is not considered. It's not just Chati Bishmirosa. It's something where I actually shot something, so to speak, and went out and damaged
your force.
Right. So the right. So the Yerushalmi asks the obvious question on this. He says, "Amrei Yosi being Kane, that's case of Eish Leechshe Nizokah Mekabula Basrayas Basraya B'der Zuv Veloikas. That's case. It should be like any other Zigit, and I should be able to get, in order for the guy to be Chayev, so I should have to go and warn him." And if he didn't makabel asroya, we should be flawed. Right? I mean, if he didn't. Now, of course, the old Achraim asked, so wouldn't be flawed? Pay, right? So, must be talking about a case here where, So, must be talking about a case, I don't remember what he answers, but I don't know if he does answer, I don't think he does. But it must be talking about a case where he was makabel asroya. I don't know why it's Malka. I don't remember. That's the reason for it, but I don't remember what he says. You understand the question? The question is, you just pay for them. In Malka, we say, call out Mishalim Main Aloika. I'm not talking about him.
Mishalim doesn't hold evidence.
What?
Mishalim doesn't hold evidence.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not a case where just, No, it's not allowed for the Zohar. The Rabbeinu Yoin and all the sons are from Losimso. But there's no inherent law. I remember the orator says, I don't know if he gives an answer, but anyway, we'll come back tomorrow. If I find anything, I'll let you know.